if you took the entire rest of the progressive agenda, however you want to articulate it, with racism, with sexism, with gender bias and oppression, with ageism, with classism, with environmental devastation, with militarization, you know all the isms. Every single one of them. Add them all up. And just fantasize for a moment that the power of the people, which could never be defeated when it was united, had prevailed and every one of those isms had been repealed. And we had an anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-classist, anti-ageist, non-militarist, environmentally protectionist society on our hands. You know what? It would still be an imperialist society. It would still be based on a non-recognition and non-resolution of the fundamental issue, which is the internal colonial domination of Native North America, which is requiring of a consciousness that would necessarily make the population that affected that resolution repeat everything it had opposed and transcended in its own mind. If, on the other hand, you resolve that issue, if you make that the priority, restoration of rights and jurisdiction to the people whose land this is, in every area where there is not a voluntary and consensual alienation of property title, the restoration of jurisdiction means the reapplication of indigenous traditional values and relations. There is no history of sexism. We didn't even have a conceptualization of race, much less racism. We had no class. Militarism, which they try to saddle us with, is a joke. It's about like football. And we're viewed widely, if somewhat romantically at times, as being fundamentally, environmentally, ecologically conscious. Every one of the other oppressions you're talking about is eradicated by virtue of removal of the stage. So you take all those vectors of activism, but you frame them in terms of consciousness of an overall goal which goes way beyond battered women's centers, policing the police, basic litigation to control the corporate dogs. All of those various vectors of activism you can see, if they are coordinated in a way consciously designed to achieve the one reasonable goal, which is not a U.S. out of Iraq, which is not a U.S. out of Afghanistan, which is not a U.S. out of Central America or the Caribbean or Southern Africa or Southeast Asia, or you can take them all off, and we've had the U.S. out of every one of those as a slogan during my experience as an activist, and I've supported everyone. But we can actually get to the one that makes sense, which is U.S. out of North America. U.S. out of existence, in other words, U.S. off the planet. And that is the impossible goal, which is the only realistic option if we're going to do what it is that ultimately we have to get done. Otherwise, we just end up replicating the same thing over and over. Okay, your turn. Now, was that revolutionary? I don't want to overthrow this government. I don't want to overthrow this government. Yo, I will. Don't want to overthrow this government. Don't want to see anybody, my own included, in charge of it. Don't want it to be there when it's done. Now, is that revolutionary or what?